Bruce in Florida is having a problem. The paint isn't sticking to your walls. Tell us what's going on.
I bought this condominium down in Florida about 2 or 3 years ago, and I didn't really pay much attention to the trim on the house. And so I went and brought some new latex paint, semi-gloss paint, and put on all the doors and all the trim, and now it's all peeling off.
Oh, no. Did you put a primer on first?
No.
Mm.
Washed the woodwork pretty good and put this latex.
Did you let it dry really well?
I think. But now
perhaps on second thought, I didn't.
I put, if you get your thumbnail against it or anything sharp, it just makes
Well, listen, Bruce, if it's not sticking, it's not sticking. And nothing we're going to be able to tell you is going to make it stick and go back to where it was. You really have to strip this off.
How do you do that?
How do you do that? Well, there's a number of ways to do it. I mean, if you can get as much off, obviously, with hand pressure as you can with a paint scraper, you could use a chemical stripper. There are a lot of non-toxic strippers out there as well today that are available. But once you get the paint off, the next step, I think, Leslie, is going to be to prime.
Yeah, and if you do prime, you'll be really happy because what happens with priming is it sets up for that paint to stick really well.
Right.
It makes sure that you get the best adhesion. Plus, if you have any knots that stick out in the wood or something like a discoloration on the wood, it will cover that up and make your paint better to hide it.
All right, okay.
So there's many benefits.
Well, what we know of the chemistry of paint, you can either get a paint that has a lot of color in it that you know is the finish coat that makes it look really good, or you can design a paint that sticks really well. But you can't design a paint that looks really good and sticks really well at the same time.
Oh, wow.
That's why you need primer to sort of neutralize whatever surface is there and set up the proper adhesion for the next coat, which is the color coat that makes everything look really good. But most people want to just put the one coat on and forget the primer, and that's the big mistake because then you end up in situations where, especially in Florida where it's a lot of humidity and a lot of moisture, you know, it takes less effort on the part of that paint to peel right off the door, and it's certainly going to do that as it has in your case. So you're going to have to start again from scratch here, and don't skip the primer step, okay?
I can hardly wait.
Bruce, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT as Bruce runs off with paintbrush in hand. Well, you know, everybody just wants to get to that paint. Just want to paint it right away. But you can't
it's not just an upsell.
That's right, you know.
It's not like that impulse buy at the counter where they're like, can I interest you in some primer? It's like, you need the primer.
It's not the equivalent of, did you want an apple pie with that with those fries?
Would you like that a la mode? No, you need the primer.
And what we'll be having for dessert tonight? No, you got to have the primer. You buy the primer first, then you buy the paint. That's the way it works. 1-888-MONEYPIT is the way this show works. Pick up the phone right now and call us with your home improvement question. Sometimes we make less work for you. Sometimes we make more. That's the risk in calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.